Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tommy Olive with me, and you know when he's here, we got good information coming your way. So stay tuned. You'll get some good facts, I promise you. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Action. Welcome to...
Cut!
I know.
This is live on camera.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Tommy, how are you doing?
Hey, hi, Scott.
You've been busy, 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 haven't you?
We've been getting the place ready for Christmas.
No, I love your place at Christmas time.
And we've been getting... We got a shipment of concrete in, and for a guy my age, like yesterday, I was unloading concrete fountains and statuary and stuff. And hey, I'm here.
Hey, you did good then. I learned my lesson last time. I stopped by the shop the other day, and had some pictures. And you were working. I'm proud of you. Somewhere doing something. Nice young man helped me, and I was showing him. And he said, "I said, well, I know you like Tommy working with Tommy." I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "Well, everything I know, he taught me." I said, "Okay, well, good. Let's see if we can do here." But I said, "You got all kinds of stuff out ready to go." But he reminded me, he goes, "You're the real estate guy, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You're the one that brought that whole trailer full of empty pots for me to do." Yeah. I said, "Yes, sir." And I said, "I also remembered, I'm not going to do that again because I had to pick them up. After you loaded them, I thought, well, I'll unload them. My wife had to watch me look like I was dying."
Oh, my.
So we don't do that anymore. But anyway, still time on the pots and stuff. Speaking of pots, you have some huge pots.
Yeah, I have some. Yes.
Nice ones. They're not cheap. I found that out too. But I do like one thing, and I don't know if people know this, but if you'll take your pots to Tommy or buy them there, he plants it for you.
That's right.
The correct way.
Now, I don't know whether this was poor judgment or not, but I bought a 40-foot container from Vietnam of pottery. It's going to be here in February. So I'm going to have a great price on them because I did this. It's a big risk, so I need everybody to come check it out. But that's coming, all right?
Okay,
so.
Hey, that's good to know. Okay, but let's talk about a few things. And I got caught on myself because you know I've been bragging about your product, olive oil, for years because I use it. And it's weird how something you think about you don't remember when you need it for yourself.
That's right.
And at my office, so I went in could get some advice. I said, because right here in our front, it's dead right here, and in the front, the other's dead. And the young man goes right off the bat. He said, "Scott, your soul, I can tell by looking at this picture, is horrid." And it is. And he said, "You need some kind of product." I thought, "You mean like olive oil?" He goes, "Well, yeah, that'd be one good one to put on there, start with, and some other things." But it got me. I went, duh.
Duh.
So, but what else can we do? You told me earlier, we got to fix the soil. Tell me what we got to do.
Well, you got to fix the soil. So how do you fix the soil?
Yeah, that's
what do you do?
How do you fix the soil? Yeah. That's the right question.
Soil... I've probably told you that, said this on air once before. I'm going to tell you again.
Okay.
They put a new house in.
Yep.
They bring in pasture dirt from some ranch around.
Very little.
You know, well, but some.
Some.
They hydro mulch it, and you have the most beautiful grass, our ground cover, our shrubs. When it first comes out, it's absolutely gorgeous. And that soil has a tilth to it. It drains and breathes and grows everything. And then we salt it for two or three years with our water, and it just collapses into a brick. And rock and brick. I saw that picture. It doesn't look like very healthy dirt.
No, it's not.
So we got to bring it back to life. And it's it really is amazing how quickly a human body can recover from illness. I mean, near death. Right?
Yes.
It's amazing. And soil can recover too quickly. So, but you got to help it. You got to feed it. The organisms, and, you know, a lot of people take probiotics.
Yes.
You?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, and that's feeding the our gut with what it wants. And so we need to feed the soil, the organisms in the soil with what it wants. And we're grateful for San Angelo water, but
it's full of
there's
salt.
Better. There's yes, and rainwater is like magic.
But, yes.
I tell you what, you never know till after the season if it was rainy or not. You don't know.
Right.
So if people have been putting on organic products the last 12 months, you know, when it rained, they could have really improved their soil. But, you know, that's hindsight. So there's never not a good time to begin to improve it. So, well, so you said, what do you do? The olive oil is good.
I said, how do you do it?
And I have a mix that I made up that's a great biostimulation for the soil. It's a granule. It's more concentrated. The olive oil is more like a monthly meal for those guys. Uh-huh. This stuff's an annual
So and you said great. So we kind of stir up the dirt and mix it in the dirt when we're right, stirring it up. Right.
And you're only kind of like the top inch or two.
For me, that's a good thing because yeah. I don't want to go much deeper than that.
It looked hard.
Yes, it did. Yeah. I've dug way too many post holes in my life. I don't want to do it anymore. Done. So we get the granite. What's it called?
I call it olives mix.
Olives hole? Olives mix. Okay. Folks, that's
because I mix it up.
Hey, that's pretty easy to remember. Tommy Olive mixes it.
That's right.
So we got it. Okay. And do we know? How do we know how much to put on and all that
well,
kind of stuff?
Well, if 25 pounds will cover 100 square feet.
Oh, okay.
And then in a bed, in your situation with ground cover and stuff, you can afford to do that once. You know, it's it'd be great for lawns, but it'd be expensive for lawns. Where you have thousands of square feet. Right. So.
Okay, so what about planting right now? I know, you know, they say, of course, the weather, again, is supposed to be this coming week, one day in the 90s again.
Which is you know, but it just peaks at the 90. It's
yes.
not going to be 90 all day. So
yes.
It's going to be a beautiful day that day.
I think it'll be pretty all next week.
So
what about planting stuff, though?
Well, how about this?
Okay.
We should judge the day not by its worst moment, but by its best moment.
He always has the best sayings.
Isn't that a good idea?
It's a great idea.
Yes.
And everything.
And remember that moment, how beautiful the morning was or whenever it was. That hug your wife gave you, whatever the best moment
kiss
was.
Goodbye.
That's it, whatever.
Yeah, every morning, that's one thing. My dad always told me, never go to bed, if I can get this out, go to bed mad.
Never do that.
Always kiss your wife when you leave the house.
That's a good idea.
So it kind of makes your day a little bit better.
Do you do that?
I do that.
All right.
And if I don't, she reminds me.
Well, Debbie and I leave the house and go to work together.
Yes.
So we get to kiss all day.
Well, and you got a great environment to do it in.
That's right. It's a beautiful
What about
place.
Planting stuff?
All right.
I'm not over pansies, the toughest flower. You know that. I'm still haven't got that right in my head.
It is tough. I could tell you that in 1977, the pansies were pretty all summer into August because it rained. Rain's magic, even for pansies. They can be tough. They're a full sun summer flower in Chicago. You know, they're only a winter flower down here, but yes. They're a tough winter flower. So, and they're so much color.
And Chicago gets cold.
Of course.
Way cold.
Yeah, yeah. And they would be dead outside in Chicago, but not here.
Okay. So, what are we going to plant right now?
So, for
it's
color, there's cabbage and snapdragons and what do you call it? That dianthus. Got so much stuff up here. Can't retrieve it.
You're just
as
full.
Quickly. All right. So flowers and stuff for pots and in flower beds, and then everything, trees, perennials, shrubs, they're going to root all winter long. They have to have. You can plant grass now, not from seed, but sod. You can plant
sod.
Now. No problem at all. You can plant sod in January. You've got to take care of it. So we have a mild enough winter that a lot of stuff grows. Oh, and also vegetables, the leafy vegetables like lettuce and spinach and chard and stuff, beets,
love
carrots.
Spinach.
Yeah, you can grow your own.
Yes.
Not in that spot where we need to improve the soil yet.
Jasmine, I think that's what I
have. Yeah, jasmine, Asian
so
jasmine.
That's a good time to still plant it, okay.
It really is because it's going to root all. All right, the old rhyme was that vines, which that is, right?
Correct.
They sleep the first year, creep the second year, and leap the third year. Well, if you do it now, next spring is next year. So they're going to be creeping next year. If you wait until spring, they're just kind of getting rooted. So you got to take care of it in the winter.
You
got to
order me some jasmine then.
That's right. All right. We'll get that done.
Take care. He does take care of me. I do. But what he brought up something, and I don't know if we've even said about it.